This week's Divrei Torah are being learned L'Zeicha Nishmas Avi Mori, Rabbi Yitzchak Moshe David Ben Rav Baruch, and L'Zeicha Nishmas Imi Moirasi, Malka Bas Rabbi Yehoshua, and also L'Zeicha Nishmas Rabbi Yeshua Aryeh Ben Rabbi Yisacha Beresh.
When Hashem told Avram, Lech Lecha, leave Choron and go to Eretz Yisrael, Hashem promised him many brachas. Included in the brachas was the bracha of Va'avorcha Mevorachecha U'mikalelcha Or. I will bless the ones who bless you, and the ones who curse you will be cursed. And the Mefarshim point out a difference in the Lashon of Va'avorcha Mevorachecha to Mikalelcha Or. Regarding Va'avorcha Mevorachecha, it says, I will bless the ones who bless you. However, in the next part, U'mikalelcha Or, it reverses the order. Instead of keeping the format the same, and just like it says, Va'avorcha Mevorachecha, I will bless the ones who bless you, it should also say, Ve'or Mikalecha, and I will curse the ones who curse you. But the pasuk does not say that. Rather, U'mikalelcha Or, the ones who curse you, I will curse. Why the reverse in the order? Kliyaker answers that the Gemara tells us, Machshava Toiva Kodesh Baruch Hu Mitzar for Lamaisa. When a person intends on doing a mitzvah, but for some reason he can't carry it out, Hashem considers it as if it was done. However, Machshava Ra'a Eina Kodesh Baruch Hu Mitzar for Lamaisa. When one only intends to do bad and does not carry out his evil thoughts, he's not punished for his thoughts alone. Kliyaka says that is what the pasuk is telling us by changing the order. Va'avorcha Mevorachecha, I will bless the ones who bless you. Va'avorcha, I will bless them even before Mevorachecha, they bless you. When they only have a machshava to bless you, I will already bless them. Because machshava toiva mitzdar for lamaisa. However, in the reverse order, when one thinks about cursing you, he will not be cursed until after he actually curses you. Because machshava ra eina kodesh baruch hu mitzdar for lamaisa. That's why mikalelcha or is written in the reverse. Only after mikalelcha, only after they actually curse you, or will I curse them? The Vilna Gaon answers the reverse order differently. He says that the blessing of a wealthy person is much greater than that of a poor person, because a wealthy person understands what good truly is. He has big hasagas, and therefore his blessing is greater, as opposed to a poor person's blessing, who does not have such great hasagas. His blessing will be much less. A rich person's idea of blessing might be a life of luxury. However, a poor person's idea might be just paying his bills. So the rich person's blessing is much greater than the poor. On the other hand, the curse of a poor person is much greater than the curse of a wealthy person, because a poor person knows what hardships are, and his curse will be reflecting the hardships that he has experienced, as opposed to the wealthy person. His idea of hardships might be a smaller vacation, only having 3 houses instead of 5 houses. And therefore, his curse is not as lethal as the curse of the poor. Says the Gaon, that's what the pasuk means. Va'avorcha mevorachecha. Va'avorcha. I will bless the ones who bless you, even before they bless you, so that their blessing will be a blessing of a wealthy person, which is a much greater bracha. Va'avorcha. I will bless them even before mevorachecha, even before they bless you. However, regarding the ones who curse you, u'mikalelcha or u'mikalelcha. The ones who curse you, only after they curse you, or will I curse them, so that their curse when they curse you won't be a curse of a poor and cursed person, because such a curse is much worse. I will therefore not curse them before they curse you. U'mikalelcha, only after they curse you, or will I curse them. The second Dvar Torah for this week is that in Perek Tezayin, Pasuk Yud Beis, the Malach tells Hagar that she will have a son whose name will be Yishmael, and he will be a pera odom, a wild donkey of a person. Maral Diskin points out that in Lashon HaKodesh, the noun generally appears before the adjective. For example, by the words odom choshev, an important person. Odom is the noun, that comes first, and then choshev, the adjective second, describing what type of odom he is. He's an odom, what type of odom? Choshev, an important person. So the noun always comes first, and then comes the adjective. Adam Godol, Ish Novoi, always the noun first and then the adjective. So here, when describing Yishmael, it should have written that Yishmael will be an Adam Pera. The noun first, Adam, a person. And what type of person, Pera? A wild donkey of a person. However, since the Torah calls him Pera Adam, the Torah is saying that Pera is the noun. He's a wild donkey. And then comes the adjective, describing what type of pera he is, what type of donkey he is. And that description is odonk. He's a wild donkey who has human characteristics. In describing Yishmael like that, the Torah is saying that he's not an odom at all. He's not an odom with wild tendencies. Rather, he's a pera. He's a wild donkey who has some tendencies like an odom. And that is why he's called pera odom, because the noun is pera and the adjective is odom. He's a pera. He's a wild donkey with some characteristics of an odom.